Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
The luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst, and you're listening to podcast episode number 138, being recorded on the evening of April 14th, 2008. Well, today the topic for the podcast is National Board Certification, and I'm basically invoking the help of anybody listening or anybody that reads the blog that would like to share their experiences as they've become nationally board certified. I currently am not nationally board certified. I am in the very, very early stages of looking into the procedure. In the past, I guess there was really no incentive financially for me to do so, and I knew it was a very expensive process to go through, and it looks like beginning next year, our district will give an additional $4,000 to teachers that are nationally board certified. So beginning to look at it a little bit more seriously. This year has been a little bit crazy as far as time with all the State Teacher of the Year activities. That'll calm down a little bit next year. I'll still be doing some activities in the fall, but it'll be a little bit more back to normal after the first couple months of the year next year in the school year. So just would like any feedback that you may have. If you're nationally board certified, I'm really interested in any kind of advice that, as you look back on your experience, you wish you would have received when you were in the early stages of investigating or learning more about what you needed to do. So anything as far as, you know, what I should expect as far as time, you know, the very little that I know is that it's a very reflective experience, and teachers feel very good about the experience and how they teach when they finish the procedure, because they feel like they know themselves a little bit better and they're kind of getting to the core of why they teach. I'd be curious about any financial aid situations anybody may be aware of, if there's any scholarships or different ways that you can be helped as far as you know, the expensive procedure of getting nationally board certified. So I'm invoking your help, listeners. There's been a lot of people talking about professional learning communities or professional learning networks, and I'm invoking you to help me out. And if you'd like to help me out, you can leave a comment to this blog, and the blog is at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, or if you'd like to email me directly, you can email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. So a pretty short podcast tonight, but just wanted to get that out, and I would love to hear from you, both positive and negative. So you know, any fatherly or motherly advice you could give me, I would really appreciate. So thanks for listening tonight, and until next time, remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Good night. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys.